I believe in honor, faith, and service.
I believe that a little outrage can
take over. I believe in freedom of speech.
I believe in empathy.
I believe in truth.
I believe in the ingredients of love.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our series, This I Believe. And this morning, we're going to hear from Dr. Benjamin Carson. He became the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins Hospital when he was 33 years old. As a surgeon, he received worldwide attention in 1987 for leading the first medical team to separate twins joined at the back of the head. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Dr. Carson grew up in poverty in a single-parent home. His mother had married at age 13 and moved to Detroit with her husband to discover later that he had another family. Divorce followed. Carson was able to rise above his difficult circumstances, but not without some help and guidance. Here is Dr. Benjamin Carson, recorded between surgeries, with his essay for This I Believe.
The simplest way to say it is this: I believe in my mother. My belief began when I was just a kid. I dreamed of becoming a doctor. My mother was a domestic. Through her work, she observed that successful people spent a lot more time reading than they did watching television. She announced that my brother and I could only watch 2 to 3 pre-selected TV programs during the week. With our free time, we had to read 2 books each from the Detroit Public Library and submit to her written book reports. She would mark them up with check marks and highlights. Years later, we realized her marks were a ruse. My mother was illiterate. She had only received a 3rd-grade education. Although we had no money, between the covers of those books, I could go anywhere, do anything, and be anybody. When I entered high school, I was an A student, but not for long. I wanted the fancy clothes. I wanted to hang out with the guys. I went from being an A student to a B student to a C student, but I didn't care. I was getting the high fives and the low fives and the pats on the back. I was cool. One night, my mother came home from working her multiple jobs, and I complained about not having enough Italian knit shirts. She said, "Okay, I'll give you all the money I make this week scrubbing floors and cleaning bathrooms, and you can buy the family food and pay the bills. With everything left over, you can have all the Italian knit shirts you want." I was very pleased with that arrangement, but once I got through allocating money, there was nothing left. I realized my mother was a financial genius to be able to keep a roof over our heads and any kind of food on the table, much less buy clothes. I also realized that immediate gratification wasn't going to get me anywhere. Success required intellectual preparation. I went back to my studies and became an A student again. And eventually I fulfilled my dream and I became a doctor. Over the years, my mother's steadfast faith in God has inspired me, particularly when I had to perform extremely difficult surgical procedures, or when I found myself faced with my own medical scare. A few years ago, I discovered I had a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. I was told it might have spread to my spine. My mother was steadfast in her faith in God. She never worried. She said that God was not through with me yet. There was no way that this was going to be a major problem. The abnormality in my spine turned out to be benign. I was able to have surgery and am cured. My story is really my mother's story, a woman with little formal education or worldly goods who used her position as a parent to change the lives of many people around the globe. There is no job more important than parenting. This, I believe.
Dr. Benjamin Carson, with his essay for This I Believe, recorded at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Incidentally, Carson's mother did eventually teach herself to read, got her GED, attended college, and in 1994 received an honorary doctorate degree, making her a Dr. Carson, too. We're inviting everyone to write essays for our series, and you can find out more at our website, npr.org, or by calling 202-408-0300. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.